You further information.
Thank you. I'm from the Federal Office for Foreign Affairs. Indeed, gender budgeting is incorporated as the key objective and in a cross-cutting fashion in development and cooperation projects. The Directorate for Development and Cooperation in various projects, in particular when it comes to governance at the decentralization level, implements this gender budgeting. Now, we work primarily with communes, provinces, and the authorities have been made aware of gender-sensitive budgeting. They are trained and supported in the relevant gender budgeting. The awareness-raising campaigns also include information related to participatory budgeting initiatives. Gender budgeting is therefore across at various levels of cooperation. A number of orientation or explanatory documents have been drawn up, but in particular in 2019, they define the key actions and give a set of examples. They encourage gender budgeting as well as socially inclusive budgeting in the broader sense. In practice, we have 8 projects making up gender-sensitive budgeting. These projects are also developed based on states' willingness, the states with whom we work, to work on gender-sensitive budgeting. That is why we only have 8 projects, and it isn't spread out across all developmental cooperation in other countries. Thank you.